The shower is a good place to contemplate things and get your head straight. Step under those hot jets and the sleep of the night before washes right off, preparing you for your day. That's where we join David, the main character of this tale, shared with us by author Ryan Carter. But as we soon learn, the thoughts and observations he begins making during his morning shower soon take a turn for the alarming. Performing this tale with me is Kyle Akers. So come join us in the bathroom to get cleaned up and listen to our shower thoughts. David awoke to the cold air of his bedroom, his cell phone alarm blaring. It played something orchestral, something with a lot of violins, something nice to wake up to. After countless early mornings, the sound of it made him slightly nauseated. The time was 5:25 a.m. He quickly silenced the alarm and unlocked his phone, disabling the others set for 5:30 and 5:35. He didn't remember silencing the one set for 5:15. He lay himself back down under the covers, retreating from the cold. His eyes burned. He wanted to yawn, but felt like his whole body might deflate if he did. Had he left the window open? He couldn't remember, but all the same, it was open. The temperature had dropped something fierce overnight. At least he didn't have to worry about any bugs getting in. The screen was missing, which was a pain in summer, but not an issue in autumn. His old roommate, Eric, had smashed out the screen to toss him his keys once. Why he didn't just come down and let him in, he'd never know. Eric apparently hadn't known either. "I don't know," was the aloof answer he got. The lamp was still on, too. What had he been doing before going to bed? He'd been up too late for a 7 a.m. start, he knew that much. David's eyes burned and he fought back a yawn. He brushed his hand across his twin mattress, enjoying the softness of the sheet, until it bumped against an old paperback. It was probably bookmarked on the same page it had been for days. So much for reading in bed. He jolted himself back up again. Resting his eyes started to feel like an increasingly bad idea.
7 a.m. start.
He pushed himself out of bed and slid the window shut before plodding out of his room into the hallway, walking over old mail, dishes, dirty laundry, and other random clutter that he'd be upset to find so neglected if he'd bothered to give the pile a second glance. The hall connected to another bedroom, unoccupied, the living room, and a small bathroom. It was a bigger apartment than he needed, and he wasn't going to be able to afford it for long. With nobody in his life to spend it on, his savings had actually been pretty decent. It was enough to get by for the next month or so, but not much more. Eric had moved out suddenly and unceremoniously, stiffing him with his share of this month's rent. In his bedroom, he left behind some large, beaten-up boxes that smelled musty and looked like they'd been stored in a damp place. David did wonder if some of his more valuable things had up and left with Eric, but over the last 3 weeks, he still hadn't remembered to have a serious look. He only remembered to check when he wasn't home. He entered the bathroom, flicking on the light and the ceiling fan together. It smelled faintly of mildew, something he'd gotten so used to that he never noticed. After relieving himself, he shed his worn boxers and entered the shower. He always remembered his father's mantra about how a shower should only take 5 minutes. But like many mornings before, he set the water hot and sat down in the tub with his arms on his knees, head down, just staring at the water running off his body and into the drain.
Just a few minutes.
He knew in the back of his mind that a half hour or more sitting like that could pass by very easily. But with only a day and a half to switch up his sleep schedule from nights to days, he was exhausted. His job was monotonous and dragged out his days. Calling it security felt a bit like a joke to him. He was babysitting a building. It sounded like easy work, but the rotations of nights and days of his schedule was insufferable. He got barely any human contact and was barred from doing anything on downtime but reading books. The last time he'd picked up a book by choice was when he was a kid, but he was desperate to pass the time. The nights were a little easier. He'd usually stay up all night and sleep until afternoon anyway, but pushing it until 7 a.m. for numerous nights, only to work days soon after, he couldn't stand it. Regularly sleeping the daylight hours away was too much even for him, and he could never get himself to bed early enough to work for the mornings. His head was still lolled forward. He liked to imagine himself entranced by the water running down the drain. Maybe if he imagined hard enough, he really would be stuck in place. But he knew he could get up at any point he wanted to. It felt good to just sit in the warmth of the shower. But oddly, he never fell asleep in it, even during the really bad mornings where he curled in the fetal position and did his best to ignore the discomfort of water filling his ear. David almost laid down then, before wondering how much time had passed. It felt like it had been a while, but not too long. 10 minutes, maybe? Surely not longer than that. He yawned deeply again, closing his eyes so hard that they ached a little. He put his hands on the side of the tub, and in a forced burst of energy, he stood back up. He grabbed the bar of soap and made short work of scrubbing himself with it. His mind wandered, trying to relish his remaining time in this last comfortable space between bed and the outside world. He grabbed the shampoo and scrubbed his hair for only a few seconds before putting his head under the stream, the rushing water and dispersing suds drowning out all noises. With a brief moment of resignation, he turned off the taps. He stood there for a moment, the bathroom silent except for some residual drops from the tap faintly echoing in the drain.
Didn't I turn the fan on?
He was almost positive he had, but its hum was a white noise that blended with the running water so well that it was possible he never realized until now he'd left it off. The silence was disquieting. Perplexed, he started to reach for the edge of the curtain. David froze. The fan hadn't simply started up again, as if the motor had stalled or something. He was positive he heard the switch on the wall flip back on. Taking a step back, he glanced upward over the curtain rod at the fan's grate. There was a lot of condensation on the ceiling around it, enough to give the barest reflection. Was that a dark shape swaying slowly back and forth? He leaned back onto the wall of the shower, biting his hand unconsciously. Whoever it was, were they waiting for him to come out? Did they know he knew they were there?
Forgot to wash my hair.
He tried his best to sound like someone talking to himself, like it was something he always did when nobody else was around. Quickly, he turned the water back on. He couldn't think of what else to do. After a few deep breaths, he settled his nerves a little. Adrenaline gave him some focus. How did someone break into his place? He always checked the lock more than once before bed, and he would have heard the door get kicked in. He didn't have a balcony, and his apartment was on the fifth floor anyway. Had Eric returned his key? He could have sworn he had, but maybe he didn't. Or maybe he'd squirreled a copy away to sneak back in. David began to flush with outrage, suppressing his terror for the moment.
Why would he break in just to linger around in the bathroom like a creep?
David checked the condensation on the ceiling. The shape was still there.
He always was a weirdo. Eric, stop fucking around. What are you doing here?
He hoped the sudden challenge would catch him off guard. Despite the hum of the fan, he was certain of what he heard. It sounded like the wind whistling through a crack in glass, and it chilled David despite the warmth of the shower. Whoever or whatever was outside the curtain, it wasn't Eric. His chest started to feel tight, his breathing becoming short.
What the hell is going on?
He rubbed his eyes. He started to feel dizzy, reality losing focus the more he retreated into his own thoughts. He wished he had the fortitude to just rush out and face what was out there, but he couldn't will himself to do it. There was something inhuman standing there, just beyond a flimsy, waterproof curtain, He just knew it, and there was nothing he could do about it. David slid down the wall until he was sitting, his knees bent a little uncomfortably close to his chest. It wouldn't have felt right sitting sideways in the tub under normal circumstances, but he couldn't take his eyes away from the curtain. It was a benign beige, no menacing silhouette, no strange movements. Maybe if he sat long enough, whatever it was would just go away. The thing outside the shower just became a fact for him, a miserable fact that threatened to cut his life short for good. Suddenly, his dismal job didn't sound so bad. Spending his free time at home with nobody for company felt a lot more secure than it did lonely. There were friends he should check in with, catch up. It was so easy these days, but he never bothered. It would be so easy if only he could get out of the shower. Thinking about its voice, he imagined something as thin as a rake, with gray flesh shrunken against a skeletal frame, unkempt hair, and limbs too long for its body. Had it snuck in through his window, or was it some sort of phantom? Life doesn't prepare you for stuff like this. He inhaled deeply, gaining some composure. He thought he caught some whiffs of an earthy smell he hadn't noticed before. What could he do now? There was no longer hiding. He just spoke into whatever was there. It knew he was in here. What was it waiting for? As he anticipated the worst, eyes never leaving the drab curtain, he began to wonder where this thing could have come from. His window had been open, but was height a concern for it? He imagined its form sneaking into his bedroom while he slept, lurking in a dark corner of his room as he got up, unmoving and unseen. The thought made his stomach twist into knots. He tried to picture it skulking into Eric's old room instead. His eyes glazed over as he retreated into his thoughts, not noticing that the lights were, at that moment, imperceptibly getting dimmer.
Eric's old room.
He had always been strange, into candles and weird goth shit. David thought of the surreal figurines he used to collect and the musty books littering his room. He remembered the blaring metal music he couldn't understand. He'd never paid his quirks that much mind before. They'd only started rooming together because David was between jobs and couldn't afford a place by himself. He found Eric's ad looking for a roommate online. Eric was friendly enough when he first moved in, mostly keeping to himself, but became more of a recluse in the months leading up to his sudden departure. After finding work, David's schedule didn't help with the two of them buddying up more either. He slept all day or was gone all night most of the time, so he had no idea what Eric got up to. He always seemed on edge the nights David was home. He remembered the crusty-looking boxes that Eric had left behind after he moved out, just sitting in the middle of his empty room. He'd never thought to look through them. They stank like damp and decay, like an old shed. He was afraid that if he touched them, he'd feel dirty after, like the kind of feeling that creeps under your skin no matter how much you wash. He assumed it was all soiled clothes and garbage, and since the room was usually off limits for him, it was easy to ignore. What if Eric left something more behind? A wretched form coiled in the box, inert and waiting until this morning. And now it had him cornered. In his mind, he began meeting many terrible fates. Claws piercing the curtain, impaling him, the thing left unseen. Or the curtain torn away, revealing its terrifying form. Was it a humanoid creature or a shapeless monstrosity he couldn't make sense of? Would it devour his soul, mangle his flesh, or leave no trace of him at all? In an odd way, he hoped it would be violent yet quick, leaving something definitive behind. Then his parents wouldn't be left with questions of where he'd gone. It was at this point he snapped back to the world around him, noticing how dim the lights had become.
No, no, no.
Renewed panic welled up inside him. He tried to get up, but slipped, banging his knee into the tub.
Fuck!
The pain released all his pent-up feelings in a torrent of desperation. The lights almost completely out now.
Leave me the fuck alone! What do you want from me?
There was a moment of calm, his throat burning, before the roaring response that followed. It would have been hard for him to describe. Every surface vibrated and the lights died completely. David sensed a surging toward him, his ears bombarded with booming noise and speech that he couldn't understand, yet terrified him all the same. He covered his ears and squeezed his eyes shut, trying to will away the onrush of activity. He collapsed himself onto the floor of the tub, curling up, overwhelmed by the oppressive force assailing his senses. He couldn't tell how much time had passed. It might have been an eternity or moments. Everything was calm. He opened his eyes and the lights were back to normal. The shower was running as steadily as it always had. He began to rise, his knee still throbbing a little. The fan droned on like normal. He remained silent and still for a few long moments. He stared at the curtain, no silhouette. He hadn't ever seen one, but it offered a small comfort. He tried peeking at the condensation on the ceiling, but couldn't make out any shapes nor darkness reflected. He sighed heavily, like someone dropping something heavy they'd been straining to carry. The shower was beginning to lose its hot water. He ran his face under it to refresh himself before turning off the taps. Silence prevailed in the bathroom, except for the continual hum of the fan. He felt like someone waking from a dream, relieved to find that the nightmare had been just that, only a nightmare. David reached for the edge of the curtain before pausing. He felt a safety and confidence he wasn't sure why he failed to summon before, but was still wary. He shifted to the other end of the curtain, which opened in front of the toilet. Inconvenient, but if there was still something there, he could have a little more room between him and it. He laughed a little at what he now saw as silliness, but opened that side all the same. To his immediate relief, he saw nothing there at all. Nothing was out of place in the bathroom, and early morning sunlight was still barely coming into the apartment. The only thing that he caught was the other end of the shower curtain flapping closed, as if just as he poked his head out, something had slipped in behind him.